Thursday morning, and that music heralds the Wake Up Calls Pet Project, where we try and help rehome a pet with the help of Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. Ben from Bark is with us this morning. Ben, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Robbo. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Hey, listen, before we talk about this beautiful little staffy called Lockie, just wanted to touch base in relation to Styx, gorgeous little dog we saw last week, and we talked about Styx on Thursday and Friday, Gonski.
That's correct, yeah. So Styx had been with us for almost a month, as we discussed last week. But with your great help last week, we managed to find her a lovely home. And from all reports, she's gone off and is fitting right in with the family.
Awesome stuff. That's great. Well, that's all we want to do here at Gold is help you guys get the right sort of home for the right sort of pet, which is wonderful stuff. Talking of which, a little five-year-old staffy by the name of Lockie. Tell us about Lockie.
Yeah, so as you said, Lockie's a five-year-old staffy. He's a bit cheeky and a bit adventurous. You'll see if you look at his photo there, he's got his tongue poking out, poking fun at the world. He loves a bit of rough and tumble. He's an absolutely lovely dog. He's well-mannered, but he could use a little bit more help with his training. But he's looking for a family environment with kids that are older than six that are ready for a rough and tumble dog. He's great with other dogs. However, he doesn't want to live with cats. So he's looking for a cat-free home with a family environment that wants to sort of make him an inclusive part of the family.
They really do. Staffies, most animals will obviously imprint on their owners over time, but staffies, I've said this 100 times, but they are like little humans in a dog's body, aren't they? They're great little characters.
They certainly are. They've got great little personalities and they're extremely loyal. So they're sort of a friend for life.
Yeah. Now, a little bit older, but obviously, as you say, still a little bit of mischief in Lockie.
Yeah, always up for a game. Loves playing with his toys and he's quite an energetic dog, so he loves getting out there for walks and he'd be a popular dog around the lake.
Yeah, well, actually, I saw a couple of staffies last night walking around the lake at Waroona, and they are. I just love the way you can see sometimes you're walking along, and the dogs are actually watching you, and then as soon as there's any eye contact, bam, bang, they're over. Hey, tails wagging, like yes, he wants to say good day to me. It's fantastic stuff.
Yeah, that's all right. And even if you don't, they'll still come and say hello.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, for sure. So, okay, well, that sort of pretty well sums up Lockie. Sounds like a lovely dog, but again, it's all about matching the right sort of environment to the right sort of pet, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So what we advise is people have a look at his profile on our website. They then give our staff a call on 5441 2209 just to have a further chat about Lockie and discuss their suitability. And then we get them in for a meet and greet appointment. We spend over an hour with people meeting the dog and discussing the sort of home they've got that they can offer the animal. And all going well, we proceed forward to an adoption.
Yep, terrific stuff. It's on our Facebook page too, and it'll be also on our website with all the details for Bark. So, Ben, as always, thank you very much, and we'll chat to you or one of your colleagues again next week.
Lovely. Thanks, Robbie.
Good on you. Ben from Bark on the Wake Up Call.